There we go. Welcome, everybody, to the Comic Chronicle podcast. I'm your host, Society's Mutant / Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming from Phoenix, Arizona. Right now, I have with me today very special guest. You know, we just got done talking about it. Big fan of the show. And I'm also a big fan of this guy's work and what they do. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, guys. It's Anwar Faust from SGGS Comics. We're an indie comic book publisher. And I just want to thank Dakota for having us on the show just so we can share a little information about our company.
Of course. Like, and as I said before the show, man, is I love supporting indie because we, like us, it's good to support the big two or big three or big four, whatever you want to say. But it's also good to support indie. Like, and the listeners out there right now, like, indie, and it's like, sometimes it puts a bad taste in people's mouths because they read some indie books and they're like, oh, that's just the guys who do zombie strippers. It's like, no. But, which is actually a real book. But we want to, like, reach out and give you guys the knowledge on these creators who are like you and I that are just making their way through. And, man, you guys do some really hard work. Like, it's really good, too. I'm not going to lie. Like, you guys are some really out there shit. But actually stuff that you can really, like, relate to and you can really dive into and want more of all the damn time. Which I think is brilliant, too, how you guys run things.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And what's the name of your company? It's SGGS, right?
SGGS Comics.
SGGS Comics. And you guys do, I saw you guys, how we met was actually, I found you guys like something on my Instagram or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
probably.
Yeah, and then I saw you guys, and I'm like, holy shit, this is cool. Like, whoa. Like, and I just dove right in. And it's been a fan. I've been, like, you were talking about you're a fan of me. I'm a fan of you. Like, hardcore.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. We definitely love to hear that and stuff.
Of course. And so for folks at home are like, what the fuck? What do you do at SGGS?
Okay, so at SGGS, like I told you, we're a comic book company. Mm-hmm. I believe we're one of the first ones to start using the Instagram platform to distribute weekly comic books.
Yes.
So yeah. Currently, we have 6 titles out now. We have Red Leaves, Kazu Ninja, Superior Intelligence, Imperial Racer, Fallen Galaxy, Alternate, Tellus are the titles that we have currently out. And we have some more coming out, of course, through the rest of the year.
And might I add, you're the future. I wanted to tell you that, like, even on the show, like, you're the fucking future. Like, that is brilliant. Like, wait, like, oh yeah, we're a comic company. We put our shit on Instagram. What? Like, that's smart. It's really smart. And it's like, how do you reach people? How do you build up? Like, how long is S? Because I want to get to know you in just a minute here, man. But, like, SGGS, how long has it been running? Like, what's, like, is it, you guys been around for a long time now? Like, since Instagram started or just starting up?
Probably. You know, the funny thing is, actually, we actually started, and we're still in the process of this. Actually, we started as a video game company designing video games. And what was my idea? I said, well, if we're going to start video games, you know, we have to have some type of storyline. So I was like, you know what? To get people more familiar with our storyline, we should create a comic book series. So I said, okay. And I was trying to figure out different ways of to distribute these comic books and stuff instead of, like, you know, of course, we definitely were going to do print really soon, but instead of wanting to do print, but it was just going to be something, like, really quick. Mm. And I was like, oh, let's do it on Instagram. I don't think anybody's doing anything on Instagram. So we started with one story, delivering it each week on Instagram. I had positive results. People seemed to have liked it. So we decided from that one story and that one game we've continued to be working on, we did another comic book and another one and another one. And then my interest was always in comics ever since I was a kid. So it was kind of like a dream come true to actually put some of the thoughts and ideas I've always had to, like, develop them so, you know, people could see if they could relate to it.
Amazing. And you're actually making it come true. Like, here's a little thing. Like, you guys are like Nintendo when they first started out. They're like, Because Nintendo did some, like, balls-of-the-wall crazy shit. I don't even remember what the hell they were doing. What did Nintendo do before video games? It was what?
Trading card company.
There we go. So then you're like the Nintendo, like, we're just going to do video games. Where it's like, oh, let's go to stories out there. Let's do comics now. And it's like, okay. It's like, that's really damn cool. And using Instagram as a platform, which plenty of people that, even one of the producers of the Nerderballs Network, which we're on, I talk to him all the time. And he's often like, you know, the modern day business card is Instagram. And you're like, okay, let's put our work on there so you can see it. Like, and which is, I just find it so, that's why immediately I'm like, these guys got to come the fuck on the show, because I got to tell them, brilliant way of marketing, brilliant way of doing it. And is, you guys are looking at doing print soon, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
definitely look to do print soon. Actually, one of the titles, Fallen Galaxy, which was actually our first comic book that we put on Instagram. We should have that actually a print copy into, like, you know, comic book stores and stuff in the next, like, month or two.
Oh, sweet.
So it's almost done. And then, like I said, we initially started out with just, you know, just turning pages and stuff, which people could see, of course, on Instagram. And then I was like, you know what, this is not enough, I thought to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I always thought it would be cool to add special effects. And even as a kid into comic books, I'm like, oh, turning pages of, like, old X-Men and New Mutants and stuff. And I'm like, oh, it would be so cool if I could actually see Explosion and could see Cable shooting his gun, like, running and chasing someone. So I worked with our team, and I was like, you know what, there's got to be a way we can add special effects to these pictures that we've already drawn. And they're like, we probably can. So then we started using After Effects and Wearable and all these other 3D, but 3D effects to add to our pages of our comic books to actually really make them come alive. So you see, when you come to our page and you see an explosion, you'll see fire, you'll see smoke, you'll see, like, the sparks coming out from if something's blown up.
Mm. That is... damn it, man, that's cool. Like, that's really cool. That's adding a new level to it. Like, I really think that's the way of the future, and you guys are really doing it. Right now, you're like the perfect fucking drug dealers. Like, you're like, here's a little bit of a taste. Now you're going to want the real thing, buddy. And it's like, okay, yes, I will. Thank you very much. Here's my money. Take it.
Yeah, I mean, but that's definitely we're trying to do, and that's why you know, it's another reason why we didn't want to rush the whole print version, because we're still doing, you know, like I said, we're putting a print one out, but also on our site, which should be up in a few weeks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The same animated pictures that you would see on an Instagram, we want them on the website. So when you're looking through the whole comic book. Mm-hmm. Put together on our website, you see, like, the whole story. Because, you know, of course, on Instagram, we only do 6 pages per week of whatever particular title. So generally, every Monday, we normally do Kazu Ninja. Every Wednesday, we do Kazu Ninja. Every Friday, we do Fallen Galaxy. Those ones come out every week regardless. And then, like, you know, on different days, we will do, like, the other comic books. But generally speaking, they're normally 6 to 7 pages. So it's been taking us a little longer because we've been trying to – I want you to have the same experience on our website when you're turning pages, but when you're turning through a whole comic book with, like, sound effects, and we're adding some sound effects on there as well too. So that's how we can – definitely helps to actually tell a story.
Yeah, and from these guys, this is what you get from them, and it adds, like, a certain flavor, I like to call things. And to be like, these guys are cool. Like, these guys do, like, that little extra thing there, and it shows. It actually affects. Like, you can really feel it as a comic fan when you guys, people like yourselves, put that little bit extra work in. And speaking of yourselves, I do want to kind of get to know you a little bit better here, too, and so the listeners, is like, man, where did this start? Before we get more into SGGS, where did you, like, start from? What was that thing in comics? Like, I like, you know, you listen to the show, you know, I like to know this thing of when did you become a comic fan, dude? Like, what started the comic nerddom?
Well, you know, I was always, you know, been in love with comics ever since I was, like, kind of a young kid. And I inherited my dad and my uncle's comic book collections, which they had amazing stuff. Like I still have like the New Mutants first appearance of Cable, which is like, you know, the golden, it's a gold, you know, comic book cover.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. One of my favorite comic books. That's why I always talk about Cable. And then X-Force, and, you know, then my another comic book that was actually near and dear was The Wildcats, when, you know, Image Comics started, when they did branch off and did that whole comic book series. So I inherited those comic books from a kind of young age. So really always had a love and affinity for just good storyline.
That's good. And you started with really good shit. Like, you started with, like, Cable, and you said New Mutants, and right?
Yeah.
Like, New Mutants, like, you started really good. And then Wildcats, people... Okay, first off, though, I think we're aging ourselves, because it's like, the Wildcats, yeah. And people are like, what the... Like, my younger audience is going to be like, who the fuck are the Wildcats? And it's like, give it a Google if you don't know who they are. Just Google them. You'll be surprised what you find. And...
Yeah, not a lot of people know about them.
No, it was God, no. Great. And they're like, they wanted to bring it back in a movie and a cartoon, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, it was a great series. It was. And then also, I remember, too, back... I think I was 10, because I think it was, I'm not sure what year it was, but probably dating myself as well. I remember when the Superman died from Doomsday, when that comic came out, I was a little kid, and I think I was about 10, 9 or 10 at the time, and I remember they had it, you know, because it was very big news. Like, I don't know if you remember, they had it, like, on the news and stuff, and people were, like, dressing in black and stuff. It was really cool stuff, especially back then. So I remember going with my dad to the comic book store and stuff, and picking that up, and then that just continues to grow my love for comic books.
Well, it had to have. I wasn't around. I wasn't born just then yet, but to say the least, just age myself. Fuck. But I got it signed on the wall, actually, by Dan Jurgens. I did know some of the art in it. Is the Death of Superman. Like, that had to really fuel it. That had to be like Marvel was X-Men, which is. As a huge X-Men fan, Jesus Christ, that's really good to start. Especially for story. And the Death of Superman, especially that one too. And to be like, this is the world of comics? Like, what? It's on the news? And they got, like, that bagged thing. That's what I got hanging up on the wall. There's a couple of things signed in this case.
Yeah, the black bag.
Yeah, with, like... Okay, so folks that don't know at home right now, is they know I'm a huge Superman fan. But it came with a black armband. And it had, like, the Superman symbol on it. Very Nazi. It was very... People be like, it's a Nazi thing these days. And it's like, no, it's a... Fuck off. And then it's also... came with a poster. And the poster's epic of, like, all the heroes walking his coffin down with, like, Martha Kent and Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen. Everyone from Daily Planet's with him, too. And they're just walking his coffin down. And it came with, I think, a couple more buttons or stickers or some shit like that. And I think a trading card. And then it came with the comic itself, which looks like a tombstone. I was like, that was cool. Like, you really came in at a really good moment. Of like, that was what, 90s?
I think it was 92, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so you, like, the 90s were, and I often say, if you started reading comics in the 90s, and you still stuck around, you're a true comic book fan.
Yeah, that was definitely, like, the golden age of comics, because I remember, like, growing up, there were so many comic book stores. Aging myself, there were so many comic book stores. You didn't have your just local one. You had, like, always multiple ones to choose from. Mm. And now, you know, you're lucky if you have a comic book store in your town. You might have to drive a little far to get it.
It's true. It's very true. Like, the small ones have been, like, Illinois, where I grew up in, is we had, when I was growing up there and started getting into comics as a kid, it was tough because maybe a college store would have one, but it's a company that almost runs the entire fucking state called Graham Cracker. And they're like, they have stores all over the state. And they got one in downtown Chicago, in the suburbs. They got plenty of suburbs ones, some in the south. It's like, they own the state. And it's like, that's kind of neat. I'm surprised they're still fucking sticking around. But yeah, that's, 90s was a good time, man. And you're really taking that, and you're taking, especially the 90s X-Men, but you're taking that and you're moving it into something. And what did it inspire you to do, like, for SGGS? It's still like, you were loving comics, and you went forward, you took it, and you're a writer, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so was comics kind of that thing where kind of got you to be like, I want to tell my stories. I want to tell my own stories as characters, or be like, I want to tell my own stories. And it was,
No, I remember as even like as a young kid and stuff, you know, like I said, like the Superman and the Batman, I wrote my own little comic books. I remember I wrote something called Dot Man. And I made like my grandmother make me a cape and a little eye mask, like, you know, running around the house, jumping around, thinking, like, creating my own little superhero. So, I think I don't even know what the hell I'm saying.
It's all good. We all have mind blanks. It's all good.
But yeah, these, they were pretty much helped me to kind of shape where I kind of be in my bars creative and stuff with like telling these stories.
Mm-hmm. Which, when did you start becoming a writer? Like, what age did that start? Was that teenage years? Was that like kind of younger adult years?
Yeah, I guess like kind of teenage years. I always used to write stuff, whether it'd be ideas I thought were probably good, like screenplays or, you know, my own little comic series, but kind of never really did too much with it. And then I probably when I got in my early 20s, I actually attempted, I was like, okay, I'm going to do a comic book company. What's the goal? And started writing with another writer, found another guy I went to high school with to do the artwork and stuff. And then it kind of just never really kind of took off. And I kind of just like probably left it alone for years. And while all this was still going on, I'm still reading different comic books, still keeping up on my, you know, on my, some of my favorites and stuff. And kind of probably let it, you know, let that die. And, you know, just life happens and you're doing like, you know, just regular working like a regular 9-to-5 and stuff, completely not in the comic book industry. And then I started, probably another 10 years passed. And then when we started thinking about doing, the video game studio, and I figured like, you know, oh, this is a perfect time to kind of go back and visit some of the things I wanted to do with the comic books before.
Hey everybody, we're taking a quick break from the show because I have something very special to talk to you guys with about today. It's maybe commercial, maybe not, and I have a very special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself today.
Hi everybody, my name is John Perovich, and I am a theater artist, and I'm currently directing a brand new play called Wolves of Sherwood at Brelby Theater Company in downtown historic Glen. And the play focuses on the world of Robin Hood, but I would say it's like a spiritual sequel to the story that we know of the Prince of Thieves. So now it's been years have gone by, and Robin and Marian have children, and the original sheriff has returned. He also has children, but there's also a new sheriff in town, and he's going to make even more trouble for our heroes than the previous sheriff.
That would do it.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And
not a very nice guy.
No, no. Not at all. No. And people may be wondering, like, why the hell is this being a broadcast on the Comic Chronicle podcast? Well, that's because I am starring in the show characters.
Yes, sure. You can't tell.
Yeah. It's like characters.
It's a surprise. Come watch the show.
Yes. Come see the show. And, John, where may be they able to find tickets?
Audiences can find tickets at brelby.com. It's Brelby, BRELBY.com. And you can find all information about the show, dates. You can get tickets there. And you can also find out about all the exciting programming happening at the theater. Improv shows, musicals. Evil Dead the Musical will be coming out this fall. So lots of exciting things around the corner of Brelby.
Yeah. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. If you listen to the show, obviously you love the arts. So definitely make sure you guys go too.
It's Brelby.com.
Brelby.com. Alrighty, folks. And I will see you guys in the audiences soon. And so will John.
And I just kind of picked up right there and started again. Started kind of like starting to write some of the stories.
That's amazing. And as a fellow writer, really amazing to hear. Like, you just kept it going. You just kept it going. Yeah, the 9-to-5, but you just kept it going, man. And that should be an inspiration to other people out there listening right now. I'd be like, you never know. Like, keep your passion with you, because you never know when it might become a full-time thing or where it may take you. And I always like to say that to people. Like, keep your dreams alive and always keep fighting for them, because the road where they may take you down, you can never know what to expect. It's always unexpected.
You're absolutely right. And never in a million years, even if you tell me, like, 2 years ago, I'd be like, writing these animated, you know, writing these animated comic books, and actually people are actually are interested and like them, I would be like, no way. So no, definitely, I think you should definitely keep in your dreams and things you want to do. I mean, you got to go for it. I mean, I figured, you know, we start telling one story and I'm like, well, I hope this works. And I'm like, what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to say this sucks. Okay. I'll try another story until something sticks. I mean, you know,
yeah,
it's like, everybody's not going to like everything you do.
No, God, no. And that's also another thing to learn. Accept criticism. When I told you, I didn't clarify before we got on mic. Was I saying I was getting a little bit of hate? I was getting a little bit of hate on the personal level from people, just from recent Game of Thrones stuff. So you gotta be able to accept. I'm like, hey, about that petition, that's kind of stupid. And then everybody's like, you piece of shit. It's like, okay, fair enough. Twitter, Instagram's been really nice. You're the cesspool people have told me about. Fair enough.
Yeah, you can't please everybody all the time.
No, no, you can't. And if you try to, I don't know what, you're going to live a very unhappy life.
Like, yeah, and then, you know, also too, as like, you know, as I got older and stuff, instead I started looking at other comic book series, aside from like all the superhero stuff, which I'm a huge fan of. Like I said, then I started looking at like, 100 Bullets by, you know, like Brian Azzello.
Yes.
I loved his stuff. I mean, I thought that the way he pretty much came up with that concept from that story, you know, giving somebody the chance to seek, you know, revenge, or if given the opportunity, I thought that was kind of like a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And just started making me think of like other stories and stuff other than just like, you know, your Caped Crusader, and just different ways to tell different stories other than like you said, just, you know, your superhero stuff.
Yeah, which there's always those to tell. Like, we're big superhero fans, but it can't always be about the superheroes, you know? Like, you got to really be able to branch out, be something different, you know? Like, there's comics, there's a lot of indie comics that I read that aren't, they're like, oh, it's comics, is it heroes? I'm like, no. They're like, oh, what's it about? I'm like, four teenage girls who deliver newspapers from the 80s that time travel and deal with a time travel war, and, like, Apple's part of it and shit like that. Like, what? Oh, yeah. That's called Paper Girls. If anybody doesn't know about that series, read that fucking series. It's so good. Oh my, I'm recommending that to you too. Is Paper Girls?
Oh no, definitely. I just wrote it down. Paper Girls.
Yeah, it's. No, I think IDW. It's IDW or Image. It's one of the two. But you got to get the traded volumes of it now because when it first came out, and when it always comes out, it sells out like gangbusters all the time. Like, you have to make sure you're in there during that week to get your copy or have it reserved at your local comic book store, because otherwise you will be so screwed and you will not be able to get a copy.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
it's good to know.
Really good. So you have this stuff like that, or you have like a hero but not a hero of Spawn, which I'm a huge fan of. Fucking love Spawn. And so you have stuff like that, and that's what I love about you guys, is that people are like, oh, they just do like indie heroes. It's like, no, they have different stories. Like, you guys have different stories of SGGS, and I love that about you guys. And you've been able to do it. Are you like the full-time writer on the company, or?
Yeah. I'm actually right now I'm the only writer.
The only writer. Shit.
So, I'm the only writer that write six of the comic books that we have out now, and one coming next week. But yeah, and like you said, out of all the six comic books, probably only one is kind of superhero themed or based, and the other ones are have nothing to do with like superheroes. They're completely different, but great concepts that are going to make amazing games.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. And I can't wait to see the games. I can't wait to see a lot of the shit, what happens. And I'm really curious, though, as a writer, like, you were together, like, you got the inspiration, you got the imagination, you got all this shit going on. You had a childhood full of it, and you just kept going with it. But man, how do you get like your crew together and form SGGS? That's what I'm really curious on that. Like, how do you do it?
I started Smash and Graphic Game Studios was the first thing I started. And I started it, and then my partner Tim came along. Mm-hmm. Great help to help out with the company, and then we started telling the stories through the comics. I had my friend John Paul Trinidad to do like all the most of the artwork and stuff. So he does probably about 99.9% of the artwork.
Does he sleep?
No, I mean, John's amazing. I mean, I couldn't be doing anything without John, because he's like an amazing artist, and I just kind of send him kind of my visions and kind of the stories and try to switch it up to different styles of, like, you know, art, which I'm sure you've seen.
Oh, yeah.
He just comes like a game buster, like all this different like content and stuff. And then aside from the, you know, just aside from like the just regular comic books, we just try to put out, like, every day we try to put out, like, you know, detailed pictures of our characters or something else, you know, just to still keep the, to continue like to build our brand. And yeah, I mean, I can draw. I do some of the work, but I'm probably maybe do 1%, but definitely John does like 99.9% of like our artwork and stuff for the comic book.
And power to John, because that is amazing that he can do it. And that also shows dedication to your guys' craft and that you love it and you want to put these comics out there and you want to make them games, because you're really starting at a good place here. And you have a really dedicated crew, because that's a lot of fucking work. I don't know how he does it. I honestly have no idea. As a guy who works like 7 jobs in the creative arts, I still have no idea how he does it.
I mean, yeah, John's great. I mean, like, we are back and forth through email, through Skype. I mean, all times of night. And you know, thank God he has like such a nice family. I'm sure his wife would love to wring my neck, whatever. But yeah. They're really good. I mean, they kind of see the vision. They kind of see what we're trying to do. And I mean, I can't thank him. And I appreciate John for all the amazing artwork he does. And then, you know, Tim is like super supportive. Him and his wife Dina, like, they both help out a lot too with the help running and managing, like, you know, the company.
Mm-hmm. And that's really good team you got. I'm not gonna lie, I'm 100% jealous, but. Really seeing these guys, you guys put the work in and seeing it all go down and you working together like that and taking the time. And yeah, she might wring your neck out one day, but it's over with. And she's like, okay, now back to business. And so it's probably, that probably will happen, I'll be honest with you. But being able to do all that stuff and being able to create and be able to do it is amazing. And where are you looking for the future? Like, where do you want to take SGGS, man? Like, what's the goal with it?
You know, I think initially when I started, when I created, like, Smashing Graphic comics and stuff, I wanted everyone to be able to relate or take something away from the characters and the stories that we create. Like, Kazu Ninja, for example, that's one of our comic books, and basically deals with a kid being bullied in high school, and from that bullying, he evolves into someone else, and that's just, like, one story and stuff, and that's actually also, Kazu Ninja is, like, actually our first game that we're working on for Nintendo Switch. But, yeah, I just kind of really want to keep telling these different stories that people can relate to, and kind of, like, doing, like, cool concept games and stuff for different consoles and then PCs, like, you know, Steam and everything else like that is kind of, like, our goal.
I could really, I mean, if you're already making something for Switch, then you got Steam in the bag. Like, this is how, like, you really got Steam, like, man, you've got me like flabbergasted, because I'm like, that's brilliant. That's really fucking cool that what you're doing here, and being able to be like, here, oh, that game that's out, because you know, once the games are out, you're gonna have people like, oh, I really like this game, hopefully, and then you're gonna have people who are like, they say, oh, I really like the game, but then you're like, oh, hey, here's the comic series with, and they're like, mind blown, what the shit, and it's like, what, and so they're able to do that now. So I think the way you guys are running it is brilliant, is to be able to make thank these you. Comics and start with the comics, like, be able to have that seed planted in that backstory and then come out with the game. Which, when do you think you are going to have your first game out? And, like, can you tell us anything about that? Because we've got plenty of people who love video games to listen to the show.
Oh, my God. The game was had probably, you know, of course, you know, life happens and you have a couple of delays. But oh, yeah. It was supposed to have been out, and, like, my Tim's like probably ready to kill me, like, put this game out for Christ's sake. But you know, it's our first title and our first game out, so I mean, we're calling ourselves Smashing Graphics, so I mean, I think it has to look pretty amazing.
It's very true.
It's coming out pretty, it'll be out pretty soon. I don't want to say a date yet and not be able to live up to it, but it should be out very soon. And then when it comes out, I hope that, you know, I can have you back on, you guys can review it and tell me what you think of it. And then you can also still keep your comic book, because there's a lot of Easter eggs in the comic book that you can use in the game.
Ooh, can you tell us anything about it?
the game?
Yeah.
It's set in Japan.
That's it? Fair enough. You've already got me hooked. So, I mean, I'm like, you already got me hooked, like, set in Japan. Okay. I like it.
Yes, set in Japan. Kazuo's a high school kid. I mean, I don't want to tell too much, because I don't want to give too much away, the comic story. He evolves into something that he never thought he would be. And then, you know, you have just different elements and different things taking him down different paths. So he just has to steer his way through, and we can see what he comes out and what he turns out to be.
You're trying really hard not to spoil it, so I'm not going to ask any more about it. You're like, shit, don't say anything, you idiot. Don't say anything. It's like, I'm here like, no, don't say anything, because we don't want you to get in trouble. And so, like, really don't. We want you to keep doing. So, where is it going to be released on exactly?
What do you mean? Say that again.
What platform is the game going to be released on? Or is it going to be on a website? Or is it going to be on, like, a console?
Well, kind of the first thing, since it's our first game and stuff, we're actually going to do it for probably Apple, iOS, ooh. And then we'll do iOS, and we'll do an Android version, which most likely Tim's going to kill me again. We're going to give away for free. So just so you can kind of get an idea and play it and let me know what you think, and if you like it. And then if you like it, then of course, when you have a game that comes out for Switch, like just extremely, maybe a couple weeks later, you know, you can make an investment, because you're like, wow, the graphics are amazing. I like it. I want more. So that's the plan.
Perfect little fucking drug dealers. I swear to God. Here's everything for free. Now look at this.
Yeah, I try to be. Tim's probably like, what the hell do you mean you're giving it away for free?
Yeah, he's like,
You heard it here first. iOS and Android, we're going to release free versions for you guys.
And he's just sitting there like, why? Have you ever seen the show BoJack Horseman?
Yes.
Yeah, like, I just picture him as that Mr. Peanut Butter's meerkat, like, accountant, who's just sitting there just, like, every time, like, we have a good idea. It's like, no, you don't! It's like, stop it! It's like, we're gonna give all this for free! No! Stop it! Like, that's what I picture him as right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's brilliant. And he's gonna listen to this. Why? Shit. But that's really cool. And I know you can't give a date for it, but I'm excited to have it. As a guy who has an iPhone, I'm excited to be able to play it. And for sure, like, for folks at home too who may not know, we actually have on the FanCorp network, not on Nerdaballs network, on the FanCorp network mini thing I run, me and my four lifelong friends, we run a video game show where we talk about games, and we also review games and stuff like that. We try to do it, like, recently with one of them being out in, like, a different country, I've had to do a bunch of solo shit because we haven't all been getting a chance to get together. But now, sometimes you're like that, we can. And so we're actually we're trying to bring that show back and whatnot too. So definitely that would be one thing I'd like to do, is review it on the show.
Absolutely. Now, definitely. We start doing beta again, like, very soon. I'll definitely send you, like, an API so you can test it out and give you your, you can give me your thoughts, your honest opinion and stuff. I like the criticism and stuff like that. So, you know, it's the only way you can improve and make things better.
Well, it's true. And, like, I'm completely honest. So they'd be like, well, what'd you think about this part? I'm like, well, at first I was like, what the fuck? And then I'm like, actually, I like it. Hey. And it's like, so definitely you'll get honest opinions on that one, man. But definitely, definitely, definitely keep in touch with that. Now, kind of getting into the comic side of things again, too, because Comic Chronicle podcast. And kind of getting into that in the sense of, how many comics do you think you're going to, like, are you, I'm very curious about this. Are you going to do some comics that maybe don't have a video game tie-in? Or is it all, like, any comic you get out there is video game tied in?
No, initially started out as just doing all video game kind of comic books. But now, I mean, like, the last two, I think the last one that we put out was, like, Alternate Tellus. And the first issue was Birth. And it's, I'll tell you what, it's just a quick, it's about little babies that are tested to see how smart they are when they're born, and they have to have a certain type of IQ, and if they don't, they're, like, discarded.
Jesus. And
the story just goes so left field, and it's definitely not something that's going to be a video game made out of, but we just, like, I just come to the point of, like, I just like telling, I think, you know, we just like to tell, like, really great stories.
Which is cool. Which is very, very cool, because I was going to say, I'm like, it's for, like, if you release a new comic, and that's a new game, but we also got, like, 7 other games in development, like, you guys are going to need, like, a whole lot of crack or something to stay up, because it means so much energy. Yeah. And you guys are working really, really hard on it. And if you don't mind me asking, like, do you have a 9-to-5 job to help pay the bills right now, too? And you're trying to juggle the balance between?
Yeah, like, we do a little. I mean, I do freelance. I do a little of this, a little of that to make it happen, whatever. Mm-hmm. But predominantly, you know, this is, like, pretty much a full-time job and stuff. Just, like, from right, like I said, like, you know, we have 7 comic books out right now. So, like, writing for them, making sure John has them on a weekly basis to put new stories out. And then I'm over here still coding and designing the world for, like, these other games and stuff. So, no, it's definitely, like, a, you know, full-time job and stuff. Like, I do some freelance, like, 3D design and stuff. Mm-hmm. But pretty much this is my Smashing Graphics is my baby.
Dude, I fucking feel it so much. Like, especially with Comic Chronicle and everything else. Like, I feel that. That's cool, though. That's really cool to know that you're putting a lot of that time and effort into there, because I can see you guys really making it big. And that's why I wanted to bring you guys on, is because I can. Oh, there's so much potential. There's so much. As a guy who's been trained in business, too, there's so much there that you guys have the possibility of. And so folks at home listening right now probably like, hey, what are you doing? Like, you're just blowing them up. It's like, yeah. And I wanted to show you guys, listeners at home, about them, too. And really, really wanted to hit it home of, these guys are going to go places, ladies and gentlemen at home. They're really going to go places. Check them the fuck out. Like, really, and real fast. We're not at the end just yet, but really fast, man. Where can they find you guys at?
The best way to find us, if you on Instagram, is SGGS Comics. You'll see, like, all the stories and stuff that we have. In the next couple of weeks, you'll also... We had, because, you know, the comic book series goes back pretty far. So we have one of our SGGS girls who's going to be, like, bringing you up to speed, and just, like, videos. We're starting to start doing videos each week and stuff about, like, kind of what happened and for what particular comic book, just to get you caught up. So you might not have to go all the way, scroll all the way down and start from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool. Like, SGGS girls, hello. See what you missed out. It's like, she's not wearing a bikini, is she?
No. Okay. No, Karma's not wearing a bikini. She's at our office. She'll just be telling about what's going on.
All right.
It's just her.
All right. She'll just be
telling about what's going on in the comic book. What's on the comic book? Some characters. You know, we have a lot of strong female characters, so maybe she'll dress up cosplay as one of the female characters, hopefully, but yeah.
That's cool, man. Like, that's really cool that you're really out there taking part of the fans and be like, listen, it's a lot of shit. We're going to have to catch you up. It's like the previously on Game of Thrones or whatever the hell. So that's cool. You're really knowing the business here. And, like, was either you guys trained in business at all or anything for this? Or are you just kind of, like, going with the flow and putting what you want as fans into, like, what you always wanted as fans from, like, companies and shit like that, into your own? Is that kind of, or what it is? Or was it, like, some of you was trained in business, so you know how to run things a little bit here, and the ideas come from that? Or is it just purely fandom is how things are run?
I was always, like, you know, pretty much entrepreneurial and stuff, like my dad. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, he gave me a lot of good life lessons and stuff, him and my mom as well. And I just kind of use them, and I'm just kind of staring this as I go. Making some mistakes, you know, down, you know, along the ways, of course, like, you know, as we do.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Nothing too dramatic and stuff. So, you know, sometimes we go downstream, but, you know,
true. Yeah.
We'll paddle back up. We'll get our footing back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You always rise back up, and you guys keep rising back up with all the work you got. Definitely problems going to happen, but you're fucking going along. You guys are trucking along, man. Like, I love it. I really love it. Now, here's something I need to ask you.
Okay.
This is going to get you, like, really ticked. What's your favorite that you've written?
Wow.
like, because I know you wrote a few, like, but what's your baby? Like, what one is your baby? Because as writers, we all have our baby or babies. What is your kid?
To be honest with you, probably my baby. Hasn't come out yet.
You sly son of a bitch.
It's something I've been taught, but I'm going to tell, we'll talk about it right now. This is the first place I've talked about. Nobody even knows the name of it, but, so this is exclusive. No, so it's this, comic book series called Equatus, and it's pretty much about, it deals with like the legal system and, just kind of, you know, with the legal system and stuff like that, it's something everybody can kind of relate to and stuff. Mm. And I guess I'll leave you with this. Is it better to be rich and guilty or poor and innocent? And that's how kind of the story takes you for a ride.
Damn. Like, Now this one sounds like it's going to be a good, gritty story. Good, gritty, real story. Unlike some of the other ones. That's what I'm getting from this. Am I right?
Yeah, it's a very gritty story. Deals with a whole bunch of different issues and stuff that, you know, we see what's kind of going on like now and just with society from like, you know, to anything you can think of. We're gonna probably like touch on a lot of issues with that, and
man, like, okay, you've sold me. You really sold me. Like,
No. And it's like, I think of that, and I think of like some of the stuff Brian did with like, who's one of my favorite writers of all time, that some of the things that Brian did with like, 100 Bullets, giving people choices. It might not always be the popular, the best choice, but putting people in intricate and complicated situations and kind of like, okay, now what are you going to do? So that's why I kind of really liked this story that we're kind of going there with Equatus. So yeah, that's probably, I would probably have to say it's kind of like my baby right now. Because I've been thinking about, and this is something I've been thinking about for kind of years. It's just a matter of like, how do I write it to make it make sense? And is it too crazy? And I don't want it to be like over complex or people think I'm having some type of like agenda. Mm-hmm. But it is crazy. It's dark. It's gritty. It's complex. It's probably some stuff will probably make you mad, but I think it's one of our best stories that's coming out.
Ooh, I like it. I really like, cause it's good to have the sci-fi and the fantasy and the action, but then sometimes you just need that like real gritty comic. Like you just need that like little real thing like that. Like that you got to mix things up. And as a comic book readers, like comic book readers who listen to this show know too, you can't have the one same genre and you have one same style of book. I mean, you can if you want, excuse me, but that's not really that much entertaining. You want that, you want like you guys are doing, hey, we got a little bit of everything for you. Like we got a little bit of dark gritty, like Equatus right there. Like first off, the fucking name, like the name is already a catcher. Like what the hell is that about? And so then you diving in, I'm like, ooh, okay, yep. Here's my money. Here you go. Here's his cash now. And is this one going to have a game to it? Or is it just like this comic?
No, it's actually, I actually thought of a way to do a game for it too. Like, believe it or not. So,
really?
Which even makes it more interesting and stuff like that. Because I'm like, how could you do a game? And you start, you're going to read the first issue. And I'm like, you're going to be like, no way you can do a game. But there is a game. There is definitely a game for it. I promise you that.
Man, why you just want to take all my money? What is this madness? Because like, what? Like, all right. Now, are you one to know, like, as a, like a fellow writer, like, if I got to, like, I write for movies and shit like that, and like some book stuff and scripts and everything like that as well. But as a writer, like, you'd get the phone call. You get this phone call, and it's like, hey. You want to work for Marvel Kitman? Well, I'm not going to do his impression. You want to work for Marvel, or hey, you want to work for DC? Like, here's a book or two, or we're looking on this one thing here, a new character. Would you like to write it? With you running everything you do, I mean, I know I would fucking take it in a heartbeat, but with you running everything you do you take it? Or are you like, you know what? Not the time, like tomorrow, fucking they call, or Image, or IDW calls. Like, we got a series, want you to write. Any one of them, all the big companies call you, or just one of them. Do you take it, or are you like, you know what? No, Smash Graphics, like, this is us. I'm doing that. And I'm happy where I'm at with this. Or do you take that phone call?
Man, that's a complicated, interesting question. I mean, first of all, I'd be super happy to get that call, which I'm sure anybody would.
Oh God, yeah.
But I just think that there's a lot to do here that I'm just not ready to finish. I haven't done what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And until I've done what I wanted here, I just can't just move on. And also, I feel like, as time's going, as you can hear, probably I'm not, the young spring chicken that I used to be. I really want to do a lot of this stuff while I still can, and then while, especially like while I'm feeling kind of creative, and I feel like I'm kind of in my element with like all these stories that come popping in my head, just weird times at night, or just I'll see something that gives me an idea, and then I'll just kind of jot it down. So, and I want to keep putting out more comic books and stuff. Like I said, like we have 7 out now, equated to being the 7-1, and we're still in May, so by like December, I'd like to probably put out another three titles.
I mean, first two things. First thing is, I respect that a lot, because that's dedication to what you love and what you're doing. And I think a way you can put it real easily is, you want to work on building you before you work on building somebody else. I think that's the way you could put it. And then, which, here we get deep and motivational today, folks. But the other thing is, I have an idea for a story for you. It's been an idea of mine. I've shopped it around indies, fellow indie people in comics and whatnot. They all fucking love it. And it's been pitched and whatnot, rejected from the big company like IDW and Image and shit like that because it didn't have an artist or anything. But if you're really looking for a story, man, I got one concept. I'll talk about it after the show. It's been a childhood idea of mine, and it sticks with keeping the childhood in you alive. Like, the message of it is keeping childhood in you alive, but then also respecting the past and embracing the future.
Hey, that sounds interesting. I always love a good story. I love telling a good story. I mean, there's nothing like visuals and stuff, and, you have these concepts in your head, and you just kind of want the pictures to go with it just so you can take people along in that journey. Hey, I'm definitely interested in about hearing about it. I mean,
oh, and it's action-y, sci-fi too, and like futuristic shit going on. So it's gonna be after the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think I mentioned it once on the show before, but I don't like saying it out loud too many times on the podcast to be like someone's like, "That was my idea," and I'm like, "You piece of shit."
Yeah, and it's good too, because we, like I said, we touch on so many different industries with our like comics, and like we have Red Leaves if you like kind of more like the spy espionage 007. You have Superior Intelligence, which is a black and white graphic novel, which kind of, I thought about like Frank Miller and stuff, like reading Sin City, how like dark and like, but it was black and white, and kind of like the pages came alive, and kind of like we came out with Superior Intelligence that talks about like robots and androids, especially, where we were going in like a tech society where we're so reliant on things. You keep using AI to build the smartest robot and stuff like that. There's a point where they come and they want to take over. So then you have like, that's like sci-fi Superior Intelligence, Kazu Ninja, superheroes, Imperial Racer, kind of like more of like a race car thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fallen Galaxy, which was our first comic book, and that's about a dying alien civilization trying to fight to stay alive. So I mean, we kind of touch on a whole bunch of different genres and different areas. So I mean, we'd love to hear whatever you have.
Woo! Which, by the way, too, is it's lovely to hear, because I see people like yourselves who go out there and try to do like their own comic thing, and I've seen them come and go a lot. And you guys really are going for it and really going out there and really doing crazy shit, which is why I love you guys. And also to hear you're a nice guy too, which is also helpful. And be also to show like, hey, we're not just one thing. Because I've seen these comic companies come out there like, we're just this one thing only. And within a couple months, they're out the door. Like, I've had companies come at me, be like, hey, what do you think of this book? What do you think of this, where this new series? There's a new company coming out. It's a new series. It's all indie and shit like that. I'm like, cool, I like it. And then they come to find out, like, a month later, they're like, oh, yeah, they went out of business. Like, okay. Because they only had the one thing. They only want to do that one thing. But you guys are like, hey, where your, like we mentioned the channel, was where your G4. Like, we have everything you want. Like, here, you want comics? We got it. Here, you want your games? We got it. You want X-Play? We got it. You want Attack of the Show? We got it. And the, like, old school G4 fans who know what the hell that is, everyone's like, yeah, remember the 4. But, fair enough. And so being able to do, like, games and comics, and not all comics are going to get the games, brilliant, dude. Like, it's a brilliant business model you guys are running in. And I can't stress that enough. And the folks at home, I can't stress it enough to say, comics on Instagram is the fucking future.
Thank you, thank you. And like I said, I think we were one of the first ones to start doing it. And I could be wrong, but I remember when I was initially trying to do it, and I was looking everywhere, and I was trying to see, like, you know, when people started posting, were they, were they doing, or when they started, and I didn't find anybody. I mean, I could be wrong, and if I said I was the first, and I'm not the first, I apologize.
No,
but I think we were the first.
We want to make it clear too for people at home who are like, wait, I see people post panels all the time. It's like, that's just a panel. These are issues. Like, this is a comic issue that's being posted on. I think we didn't stress that in the beginning. People are like, I post panels on there all the time. What the hell? No, this is issues. Like, this is a comic issue. Swipe it. And it's, you know what? That's a swipe on your phone that you're going to enjoy a hell of a lot more than a Tinder profile, damn it. All right? So just go to the Instagram, enjoy it, swipe on there. Read the books, like, it's really cool. And if you're like, I want to zoom in, screenshot it, zoom in on your phone.
Yeah, and they're definitely like, and one of the reasons, like, you know, now we started, you know, doing different panels, more than one panel on a page. But initially, like, the old stuff, you know, because, you know, you're trying to zoom in to see stuff, and some people don't like to zoom in, and, you know, like I said, screenshot it later. We tried to make it easier.
Yeah.
And just, okay, so one page per panel, like all the old stuff. But like now we're starting to kind of do more pages per panel. But yeah, like the story continues each week and stuff like that. Where it left off, starts again.
And it keeps going, which I think is really beautiful. And I can't wait to see where you guys go. And we're coming to the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen, because we got to get these guys back to work. And I definitely think we've touched upon everything, man. And thank you. I want to say thank you so much for coming on and talking about SGGS. You've got yourself a dedicated fan here, willing to help out whatever I can help out with. And folks at home, please check them out. Go check them out. It takes 2 seconds for your day. Read one of their issues. See what you think about it. Check them out. Read them. And then play the games soon tied into this series. So,
absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. Thank you so much for, like, putting us on your show and, you know, sharing your platform. I mean, we definitely appreciate it and stuff, especially as, like, you know, as being an independent, you know, new startup and stuff. So any of the support that we get, we really appreciate it.
Of course, man. And the folks at home, like, what would be your top 3 series that you recommend to people right now?
The top 3 series that I would recommend, I would say Superior Intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Is a really great, good one. It was the one with the robots and stuff. I love Red Leaves, which is like the 007, if you like that and feel. And it's really cool, too, because it's inked in red. So it's like, it's not your typical comic book either. It's like a reddish color we ink and color. And so that's another really good one. And Fallen Galaxy. I like Fallen Galaxy, too. And that's about the alien tribes fighting for survival. And that was our first comic book.
Hail to the yeah. Cool, man. Cool. Where can people find you at on social media and all the other places?
Okay, you can actually find us. You can on our website, which should be up and probably in the next couple of weeks. It will be smashinggraphicgamestudios.com and sggscomics.com. Either one you could go to will bring you to the same spot. But for right now, to where you can see the comic books that, you know, me and Dakota have been talking about, the whole show, is sggscomics at Instagram. Instagram has all our stuff, all our content, and we appreciate any of the follows. We appreciate you taking the time just to look at our stuff.
Yeah, and it's worth it, folks. Like, take the couple minutes, read a book. You'd be like, I read a comic today. There you go, too. And you could be like, dive right into these new worlds. And one thing I want to stress to the folks at home right now is when we read comics, we do it to escape. We do it to escape whatever fucking bullcrap life or good life or whatever it is. We do it to escape into a different world, a different universe, a different story. we that's what we do. And what I really like about what you guys do, man, and the folks at home listening should know this, is you can really escape into these books. You can really escape into these comics. Even if some people like, it's on Instagram, that's weird. It's like, no, you can still escape into these. Like, and you get curious on what's next. You get curious on who the hell is this? What is going on here? I want to know more. Like, you are able to escape into these. That's why I love your writing, by the way, is because you are able to really escape into these worlds. And that's what makes a comic, and you're really making these comics. That's why for the video games, I'm excited as hell to see what you're going to be able to do with that. And so, definitely, man, like, that's the places where you guys can go at home, and I want to say again, thank you for coming on the show. If you guys want to follow us, you can follow me at Dakota_Morgan97 on Instagram and at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter. And if you want to follow the FanCorp Network, follow us at RealFanCorp on Twitter and Instagram, FanCorp Network on Facebook, and FanCorp Network on YouTube. Follow NerdofBalls at NerdofBalls on Twitter and Instagram, and also NerdofBalls on Facebook. So definitely, folks, thanks for tuning in to this episode, and stay classy, everybody.